AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An atmospheric river inundated the Pacific Northwest this week, but Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says
our prayers have been answered that this time, no loss of life.
Donna Warder has more.
Days of torrential rains have left families stranded on rooftops, homes ripped from their foundations, and entire neighborhoods flooded in parts of Washington state under a state of emergency, and residents have been told to evacuate in Sumas near the U.S.-Canadian border. The U.S. Coast Guard video shows flood victims lifted up into a rescue helicopter nearly 73 miles south in Concrete, Washington.
Looks like we now have a houseboat.
Mariah Brosa assesses the damage to her home.
Got about 6 feet of water underneath my house, maybe seven.
Floods are impacting a large part of the state, and Governor Bob Ferguson is calling it,
you know, rivers like the Skagit River and Cedar Rivers literally facing experiencing historic levels of flooding. And so this is something that the people of the state of Washington have not faced before.
I'm Donna Warder.
House Democrats released 19 photos from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. They include images of President Trump, former President Bill Clinton, and Britain's former prince, Andrew. The White House accuses Democrats of cherry-picking photos to create a false narrative about President Trump. The photos are among 95,000 the House Oversight Committee received. The Justice Department's asking an appeals court to block a contempt investigation of the Trump administration for failing to turn around planes carrying Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador in March. On Wall Street, the Dow and the S&P retreated from yesterday's record highs. Dragged down by sinking AI shares, the S&P fell 1.1%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 1.7%. The Dow gave back 245 points. That's about 0.5%. For the week, the S&P and the NASDAQ were down, the Dow up. This is AP News. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt has undergone surgery to repair a partially collapsed lung sustained during a dry needling session. He will miss Monday night's game against Miami. And there's unhappiness over ticket prices for next summer's World Cup. Gethin Kulbaugh explains.
Soccer fans have accused FIFA of a monumental betrayal after the latest prices for World Cup tickets began to circulate. The governing body allocates 8% of tickets to national associations for games involving their team to sell to the most loyal fans. A list published by the German Soccer Federation revealed prices range from $180 to $700 for varying group stage games. The lowest price for the final was $4,185. And the highest was $8,680. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.